Today's share in the Deir Shidu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Omud Beis, in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simin Tuf Samach Aleph. We begin on the top line with the Mechaber Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Tafka. What is a Tafka? So the Ramah tells us, Pirush Echod Min HaReofim Shemechasim Bohem Agag. This is a tile, one of the Reofim, one of the tiles that's used to cover up the roof, known as Kupi Belaz. That's the name that they were familiar with, what we would call a tile. Shelcheres Kadosh, was made out of brand new earthenware. So now, if you're baking a matzah on this, Lo Shna Hisiko Bimifnim O Bimichutz, it doesn't make any difference whether the fire is underneath this tile or on top of this tile. Mutter, this type of matzah will be able to be baked properly. When you put the dough on this tile, it will get hot enough that it won't become chametz, it will bake into matzah. And kiven sho'or sholei tachteo, whether the fire is on the top or underneath it, it will be able to go and heat the tile up adequately. So afa pish ein shalheves ola al gaba, even though the fire, the flame, isn't on top of the tile, but it heats it up from below the tile, mir tach rosach, it will get so hot, va'apas nefes miyad, and any dough that's baked on it will bake immediately. In other words, it will not have time to become chametz. Ve'en obo'al idei chimutz. It can't become chametz in this fashion. That's what the Mechaber tells us over here. We continue in the Mechaber. He says, avol tzorich lahasik tchila. That's only if the tile is already preheated, whether you heat it above or below, but it has to be preheated. Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Hay explains, the ilav hachi, because if you don't preheat it, yishlochush, then you do have to be concerned, sheyischametz kodim shiaschu liyofos, that when you put the dough on it, as it's heating up, it will become chametz, because you're not being osek with it, you're not working on it, and therefore it could become chametz before it bakes. Dishu footnote number 19 brings down, based upon this, Shulchan Aruch earlier told us in Simon Tov Nun Tes that one has to be very careful that you shouldn't knead the matzahs near the tanur because it's going to be hot near the tanur. And likewise, we brought down that one has to be careful not to leave the matzahs before they're baked next to the tanur to not do the kneading or even leave the dough next to the tanur because each time it gets hot, you're concerned that it'll become chametz before it actually bakes. And likewise, we had concerns about using the various utensils that they shouldn't be hot because those utensils, if they're hot, when you put in the dough into the oven, before you put it into the oven, if it's hot, it will become chametz faster. He brings down further, Umidas choma tanur. How hot does the tanur have to be in order that it should be able to bake the matzahs right away and we don't have to be concerned about it becoming chametz? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe writes, Shiba ofen shim yosimu kash besocho hu yisorf. That if you had a piece of straw in there, it would immediately get burnt. Or alternately, Shema yonogea biyado hayisor nichves. If you'd put your hand in there, you'd get burned, Rachmana Litzlan. However, if it's just yatz or lettuce bow, that it's hot enough that you'd pull your hand away, that's not considered hot enough that it couldn't become chametz. He also brings down from the Lashon over here, the Shulchan Aruch of Mirsach Rosach, that it's boiling hot. That means that it's at least the temperature of water that is boiling. In other words, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 degrees centigrade. And this way is much hotter than yatz or lettuce bow. However, he says, Im chom ha-matzo, hu yad so lettuce bow, if the matzah is at the temperature of yad so lettuce bow, the Chazonish writes, Shehi eino machmitza, that will prevent it from becoming chometz. Sheisa monachas b'mayim chamim, sheyat so lettuce bow eino machmitza. So if you put it into hot water, it won't be able to come chometz, even though it's not at the temperature of boiling water. The Mechaber continues and he writes that this din over here of the oven, the tile, is applies as well, being tanner, whether it's in an oven, being kuvia. Kuvia, as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Vav, is hainu taf kohanal, that's the tile that we're talking about, or bein be'ilfis, or if you're talking about in some sort of a large pot, the Mishnah Brura explains in Sivkot and Zayin, ka'arus ruchavos, wide pots over here, for oven behem lefamim, and sometimes it would bake in these wide pots. This would be somewhat like the trays that we sometimes put cookies or cakes or challah rolls into the oven. And plus, this ilfis over here has to be below mayim. It can't have any water in it. Because if it has water in it, the Mishnah Brura explains, as if karton ches, dim yiye shom mayim, afilu miyosin ma'iso shom, achar shiyuha mayim roschin, gam kinosa. Because if there's water in this pot, even if you put in the dough into this water, even after it's boiling, that would be called osur, because zehu chalit of osur. We described this earlier, that you're not allowed to go and put the dough into boiling hot water. That's something called chalita, and it's the potential for chametz over there, and therefore, since we're not certain what this chalita is, we don't allow it. And we learned this, k'mo shekosov l'el, in simin tof nun dalet sif gimel. Mechaber says this is also Bein Mekarka. This is even if it's in the Karka. The Mishnah will explain in Sivkot and Tess. This is something called Vahu Troknin, Hamavur Le'el, and Simon Kuf Samaches, Siv Tesva. This is what we learned previously, and the issue footnote number 20 reminds us that they used to have some sort of a hole in the ground of their ovens. The Nostin Bokema Chumayim Uravim V'Nefesham. They would then put water and flour in those holes in the oven, and the ground digged out in the bottom of the oven, and they'd bake in there. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Salonigros Moshe adds, Shlo Hiter Shulchan Aruch Lefus Matzah Bofenzeh, we're only allowed to bake matzahs in this fashion, Elabasoch Kira Otanur Sheesh Lem Ksolim Vagag, that you would be allowed to go bake matzah in such a type of hole in the bottom of the Kira, the bottom of this oven over here, would be if there were walls and a roof over here. Because in this way, the hot air stays inside, it's self-contained over here, and therefore it will bake it before it could become chametz. And that which the Shulchan Aruch permits you to go and bake over here in this tafka, that's only in a situation, or in the ofis, that's when they're in the oven, when these tiles are in the wide pot, that's only if it's in the oven. But to go and bake matzah on top of a metal tray that just has underneath it fire, but doesn't have above it a ceiling and no walls around it, so the air will dissipate the heat over here, will cool it off, and therefore it could become chametz before it bakes. That's Rav Moshe's opinions at Tzal. However, the Shelos Shuvos Or LeTzion disagrees, and he says, Af imhu megula la'avir, even if it's open over here, it will bake adequately in this tafka, and it's perfectly acceptable. However, he warns, Yish lizor lafos ba'ofen zer rak matzos dakos, this will only work if you're making thin matzos, but if you make thick matzos, then you do have to be concerned over here that it may not bake properly, and it could become chametz before it bakes properly. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ayn Shom, look over there. The Ein Rashai Lavorach Lava Motzi. That on these types of baked products, they're not really bread, and you shouldn't make hamotzi on them." The Shaar HaTzion and Osh Yud Gimel explains that this is in fact the Psak of the Beis Yosef, and this is in fact what the Svardim follow. That many of them do not make a hamotzi on matzah all year long. Unless LMK kova sudosulov, unless you were koveya sudas, saying this is my meal, and therefore it then has the status of being like bread. The Isa Bigamora, the Odom Yotzi Bezei de Chovas Matzah of Pesach. But on Pesach, therefore, you can be Yotzi over here with the obligation to eat matzah on Pesach, because this is certainly considered Duchoshuv Lechem Oni. So even though all year long, you may not consider this over here something that's called bread, on Pesach, it definitely does meet the requirement for matzah on Pesach, which is Lechem Oni. Now, a number of interesting points over here brought down in the Dershu footnotes. Dershu footnote number 21 says, the rationale over here that you don't make a bracha of hamotzi on it all year long unless you're kovei asuda is because machmas shebli loso rakamot. It's a very, very soft or thin batter over here. It's like a wafer. And the Bir Halacha says, sheitochein sha'athin ein bli loso rakamot, even if it's not such a thin wafer, ein levarach lava motzi, unless im king kova olav suda, unless you were koveya suda on it, because kivan she'ein olav tzuras pas, it doesn't look like bread because it's so thin, or because ein derech lisho vafir bekach, this is not the normal way that you knead and bake bread, therefore you have to be koveya suda on it. But however, he says tzarchi and ladina, how we in fact paskin. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, on sukkis, we learn how a famous skerishava from Pesach to Sukkot, that you need to have a kezayis in the Sukkah because you need to have a kezayis on Pesach night. Xerushova Tezva of Tezva. So therefore, he brings down She'en Yotzi Midechova Elabapaz Gomer Velo Pas of Bobakistan. That's why on Sukkot night, you can't fulfill the obligation to eat a kezayis of Pas with Pas of Bobakistan. You need to have regular bread as well. Pas of Bobakistan is not considered regular bread. As opposed to Masha Enkein, these truknin, these thin wafers over here that are baked in the hole in the oven, that is considered lechem. However, in regilus likvol of suda, but since they didn't normally be koveya suda on it, that's why you don't make amotzi. And finally, the issue footnote number 23 brings down the avsha derech lochlo famin latanuk. Even though people do eat these wafers over here for pleasure, the Beis Yosef brings dash mikomokom ein nechshav mishum kach lematzah shira. Even though it is sometimes eaten just for pleasure purposes, it still doesn't have the status of being matzah shira. It's still called lechem oni. And even though it doesn't have tzuras apas, it doesn't look like bread, and that's why you don't make hamotzi on it, unless you kovei asud on it, nechshav hu lelechem oni, mishum lele oni, ein tanu v'darku lefos es pito bakarka, because for an oni, that's the normal way that he does it. He doesn't normally bake in a regular oven. He bakes it in these holes, so to say, in the bottom of the kira, and that's how he bakes his bread. That's why it's called lechem oni, the poor person's bread, and he can be yotzei the chiyuv to eat on Pesach such matzah. So this is all the first opinion that Mechaber brings down, that this is all permitted. However, he then brings down, in the name of Rav Amram Gaon, Yesh Osrim. He says it's not allowed over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Haynu l'chatchila. In Siv Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Vilna Gaon that this is l'chatchila, that you shouldn't do this. V'davko in lo nishtaya shiramil ad haschola safiya. And this is true over here only if you didn't wait a shear of walking a meal before you started the baking. Because if you did, the lav hachi l'kuliyam osir af b'di'evit, then it wouldn't be good. Never mind l'chachila, it wouldn't be good even b'di'evit. We'd have to be concerned that it became chometz. How do we paskin? The Mechaber tells us v'tov lizor. One should, in fact, be careful. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Yud Aleph. Afilu b'di'evit, even after the fact, nochol l'hachmish lo l'ochlim efshelo. If you have other matzah to eat, then don't eat this matzah even b'di'evit. Then he says, im somu matzah al haniyar, if you put the dough on some sort of a baking paper over here. So in this situation, you put it in the oven, besocha tanur lafosu manir, on the baking paper, and less or b'di'evit. That doesn't count over here to make it also even b'di'evit. Shebevadei sholat choma ur derech hanir, because the paper really won't obstruct and prevent it from cooking properly, from baking properly. V'nefes b'mheira kodim shetaslu l'schametz, and it won't have a chance to become chametz before it's fully baked, when it can't become chametz. Nevertheless, that's only b'di'evit. Avo l'chatchila ein la'asos kein. One shouldn't do this l'chatchila. It brings us down to the end of the Achronim. The issue footnote number 24 brings out from the Chazon Ish. Shedavko imhi devuko l'nir. That's when the dough is attached strongly to the paper. Avo l'm ein devuko l'nir in l'chosh. If it's not strongly attached to the paper, then it doesn't concern us. El shein la'asos kein, but you still shouldn't do this because maybe shem motid baka matzo l'nir, because maybe it will become tough, tightly attached to the dough, and then it would be usher because of the concern of chumras kefula, that it's folded over, afim anir dak, even if the paper over here is thin. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, v'yesh mi she'omer sh'roi limchos shelo yasu chararos beremetz. He brings down the opinion, you can see this in the Baragola from the Orchos Chaim, she'yesh mi she'omer sh'roi limchos, you should protest, shelo yasu chararos beremetz. You shouldn't make over here pieces in ashes. Remesh is pirish eferchem, in the hot ashes over here, the embers, which are known as tzinironi belaz. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Yud Beis, this remetz is over here, hainu, shelo lafosun besocha remetz. You shouldn't go and place the dough, the pieces of the dough, inside these embers, this ash over here. Sheish lochosh, we have to be concerned, shem yachmitzu kodem shaschilu leofos, that maybe it will become chametz before it starts to bake. The im of Rabbi Yochanan, however, if you did bake it, then ain't lesser. One shouldn't necessarily say that it's osur. And in fact, in the Chofetz Chaim, Sharet Zion, Os Yud Zayin, he brings down, Kam yotzi ba yidei chovoso bePesach. One can even fulfill his obligation for matzah on Pesach using such matzah. Now, the issue footnote number 24 brings down, V'chein matzah nefos b'chama. If you were to heat up a dough in the solar, in the sun, so Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down, Sha'afa pisha b'dievet mutal l'ochla, even though you can eat this, you shouldn't do this because, again, we're concerned that maybe it will come chometz before it actually bakes well. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, avol matzah nefes b'chama, if you go and heat up bread over here, the dough, in the sun, so Shulchan Aruch Rav says, she'en yosem hem yidei chovas achilas matzah, then you, while it may not be pure chometz, although we said you shouldn't l'chatchila do this, nevertheless, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach with such type of a solar-baked bread, because it's not really called lechem, and you need lechem only in order to be yotzei. Then he has a very interesting discussion in the issue foot number 26, the next few paragraphs, as to what different types of ovens are acceptable. So first he brings down an electric oven, tanur chashmali, and he says, in this situation, when you're baking the dough inside such a oven, or in an oven that is heated up with chemical reactions, so he brings down from the Mincha Shlomo Zatzal, from Shlomo Zalman, Shavadei She'en Zeh Nechshav Lafia B'chama, this isn't considered like solar heating, this is like regular fire heating. And this would be Mutar L'chatchila, to go and bake the matzah in such a type of oven, and you can fulfill your mitzvah, the araisa of eating matzah in such an oven. Furthermore, he brings down from Yashav Zatzal and Yibodim Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita, he brings down that if you bake in a gas oven, that's also lechatila perfectly good, mutu la'ochlam, below pikbuk. There is absolutely no concern over here, and you can be yotze the chiyub of matzah on Pesach, and this is also brought down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe. What about a microwave? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Rav Yashav Zatzal, they both bring down She'ein Zeh Nechshav Kafiya B'chama, that's also not considered like solar heating, and the bracha is Hamotzi, and Yibichai Ben Chala over here, and this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and he says, in regards to baking or cooking in a microwave on Shabbos, ein ze nechshav kemavashel b'cham. It's not considered like heating up in the sun, but it's like toldos or like a toldo of fire, and you'd be chayv skila and chatas rechmona litzlan. Shlomo Zalman, on the other hand, says she'ein b'mikrogel isur bishul b'shabbos in the Torah. He says that's not an isur deraisa, albeit it's an isur derabbanan. On the other hand, his opinion of Rabbi Yashas Zatzal, she'av shematza nefes mikrogel dino kalechem. He says that while it technically is considered bread, mikomokom in lefos matza b'mikrogel mishum sheyesh lochos tischami v'tachem. It's called mishetiofa. He says you have to be concerned on Pesach for this. Well, it may be called bread, but it could easily become chametz before it fully bakes. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, matzo shenefes ad she'imporsin osa in chutim nimshach mimena. When you're baking a matzah, if you were to break it apart, there would be no threads of dough still, so to say, doughy connecting between the two broken pieces. So then, yotzin bar. Then you know that this is absolutely good matzah, and it's no longer considered potentially chametz, and you can be yotzi the mitzvah with such matzah. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'afilu imhi nifreches kishemetaltan osa." And this would be true even if it were to break apart when you're carrying it. Yotzin bar. That would demonstrate over here that they're not really connected. You don't have these doughy, sticky adhesions between the two pieces. That would be adequate to say that this definitely was baked enough. He brings down Kosav Chok Yaakov. The Miyesh L'Sapek, if you're not sure over here, Ichutim Nimshoch Mimeno, if there is a connection between the two pieces that you broke off, it's still like a sticky connection between them. V'tochev Echza Etzba Tocha Matzah, and you put your finger into the matzah, V'eino Nidbak Bo Isa, and no dough would stay attached to it, Yesh Latira, then that's considered that it's baked enough, and it's not Chometz. There's no Simen, that's a perfectly good sign, Shein Chutim Nimshoch Mimeno, that there are no sticky pieces, so to say, that are still attached to it over here. Now, all of this, he says, is true. V'chol ze im ha-matzah chama. This is only if the matzah is hot. Avol m'nitztanina, if it cooled off, efshor de'ein ra'im is there. Then he brings out from the Elia Rabbah that maybe that's not considered any more a valid test to say that it definitely was baked enough. Sivkot Yudal, the Mishmur says, mimena, if there's no connectivity between the two, he says, this simon over here, ze'eino ki'im bizman sha'matzah adayin cham. As we just pointed out, it still has to be hot for this to be a valid proof that there is no chance of it still being chametz over here. The lo bizman shenitztanina, and not when it's already cooled off. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezvav adds that you can be fulfilling your mitzvah over here, yidei chovas matzah. It means to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Seder Pesach. And he says, v'afilu ma'ochla achaz ma'amruba, and this is true even if he eats it much later. The Mishnah Nefes kishir hazeh, as long as it was baked enough for this shear that it wasn't sticky or connected piece to piece, l'kol yamatu lo osi lechimotz, it can't become chametz there afterwards. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, v'afi motziyah min hatanur kishir kosheh, if you took it out of the tanner when it was already hard, the karmu panov mishneitz didayah, and it was already crusty on both sides, the top and the bottom, and even if it becomes softer afterwards, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down, shein lochush klal shemul nefos. You don't have to be concerned. Once it was hard, even if it becomes softer afterwards, you don't have to be concerned that it didn't bake properly and it could be chametz. He says, mishum shadov zeh nasis machmas ha'avir. The only reason it becomes soft is because of the humidity in the air. Ubefrap is mana gushom, especially when it's in the rainy season. And meinichin es ha'matzos mechuso zeh alzeh. They cover up the matzos one on top of the other. They'll easily become soft because of the humidity. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'kodim shir hazeh adayin enena b'chal lechem rak botzek. Before it reaches the point over here where it's baked properly, then it's still called a dough, and it in fact doesn't yet have the name of lechem. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, V'afim ochel miyad, even if you have to eat it right away then, V'ofen shein lochus shetachmet, so there's no time for it to become chametz, nevertheless, v'komokom eino lechem v'lo yosu b'dei Yehovah. It may not be chametz, but it's not called bread, and one can't fulfill his mitzvah of eating matzah with such dough on Leil Pesach. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'yesh od simon l'pas shehigia. There is another simon over here to make sure that the bread has reached l'klal lechem. V'hu kisha anu roen shenikumu pone. As we already pointed out, if the top and bottom over here became crusty. They had like a hardness to them. Hu chad shira, and this is the same shira over here, as the point the stickiness isn't attaching the two separate pieces. V'yalkein, therefore im nitztanin hamatzah, if the matzah became cold already, uprosa, and you break it, v'ra'abar reyusa b'mifnim, and you see a potential problem inside, shenikor shelo nefer yofer, that it doesn't look like it was baked properly. And you can't use the siman over here because it's already cold, that the pieces are sticky, there's a stickiness between them. So then yapit bifnei ha-matzah, then go look inside the matzah where it's broken. If you see that it's crusty, karima ma'alya, a real crust over here, she'en bo sofik, that there's no doubt, then yesh latir, then you'll be concerned that it's chametz. Avalim gam bikrima gufa, yesh bo sofik, but if at the inside there is this concern that it's not really crusty, then it's a sofik daraisa, lakama poskim. But also, afilu behefsib meruba, and then you wouldn't be allowed to use this, even if it was a great financial loss, umniya simchisyontav, you had nothing else to eat, no other matzah, because of this, nevertheless, you couldn't use it. With this, we conclude today's share.